Radio Access 102.5 FM and radioaccess.org. My name is Josh Haugen, and we are here to promote the Dakota Film Festival coming up right around the corner, April 4th through 6th. This is a weekend-long event, but today we are going to be focusing on the Friday night event, the Night of Shorts, and here to help me with that is the director of one of the films that will be featured, and that's A.M. Lucas. So thank you for joining me.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
So the film we want to talk about is yours, obviously, and that is One Cambodian Family, Please For My Pleasure. But before we get to that one specifically, we want to talk to you about where you came from, because you are from Fargo, North Dakota. And so while you have a great film that would have made it to this film festival regardless of where you were from, you being from Fargo kind of gives an added bonus for us. Tell us about how you got from North Dakota to where you are now and what that journey was like.
Yeah, I love the fact that I'm from Fargo. I was born and raised until the age of 8. And I like to say it's kind of the most exotic thing about me when I'm away from the area. Because if you're in like New York City or if you're in like Europe, Fargo is incredibly a different world, and people, you know, oftentimes they're like, I've never met anyone, you know, from there. And so it's very cool. And I love it so much. I've always had kind of a pull to come back as an adult. And I think that's one of the reasons I wrote this film and then insisted upon shooting it in actual Fargo instead of Calgary or wherever might have been a little bit less expensive film wise because we didn't have to import people in. But anyway, it was just such a cool experience. And I moved from Fargo when I was 8 to the East Coast to another sort of, not small town, but you know, not a huge metropolis, in the middle of Pennsylvania, a college town. So they were both kind of college towns. And then from there I went to New York City when I was 20 on a scholarship, to NYU, to a writing program at NYU for screenwriting. And then I just, you know, kept toiling away, and that's how you find me here a few years later.
So the film that we want, that will be, that will be shown in the Dakota Film Festival on the Friday night of shorts is One Cambodian Family, Please For My Pleasure. So can you give us kind of how that film came to fruition, what your inspiration for it was?
Yeah, sure. So the title is sort of a play on the way that my mother speaks, or she would be so mad, because it's probably, in reality, it's not that wacky, but One Cambodian Family, Please For My Pleasure is sort of like, you know, a joke about her cadence and her way of over enunciating things, because she is a political refugee from what was then Czechoslovakia. And so I grew up in Fargo, but to a mother who was, you know, English as a second language, grew up in Prague in this, you know, very culturally rich city, and the child of artists. And it was just such an interesting sort of juxtaposition. My dad was an Italian immigrant. They got together in college here in America, but they were both, you know, sort of English as a second language people. And I just thought that my childhood living in that sort of foot in both worlds kind of situation, where I was completely from Fargo, but my parents were so not. And I just, there were so many cultural sort of clashes in growing up that I thought that was really rich ground for a film, and just very specific. And, you know, in your family, you have like the stories that always come up and that you revisit and tell and laugh. And I was able to put a lot of those stories into this short film and just sort of highlight the funny cultural differences that we experienced as Italian Czech kids in the middle of North Dakota, or not the middle, but you know, in Fargo, North Dakota. So it was a really fun one to write and to make.
Right. Not a super common mixture of ethnicities, nationalities that you'll find in Fargo, North Dakota, or North Dakota in general, for sure. So I'm sure it was an interesting growing up time, as well as it provided great stories, great information to create a film from. So in the film, your mother, played by Emily Mortimer, is writing a letter. I don't think that gives too much away. I think we can say that. Is this a letter that she herself actually wrote, or is it something that you just kind of put together based on stories from your mother and based on the way that you know that she speaks?
So the letter is entirely fictional. It's a total literary device that I love to use in films. You know, an unreliable narrator type situation where there's someone telling you what's going on in voiceover and what you're seeing is not necessarily matching up with what they're saying. So you get to see their worldview and then the actual reality of the situation. It's just so easy to write jokes in that format and also give an insight into a character's psychology. So it was the letter itself is just a device that I used as a writer, but a lot, probably 90% of the plot in the film and the details in the film come from the reality of our life, our family life in, you know, the 1980s in Fargo. So it was just the coolest thing. There's a few details that I smoothed over or made more dramatic for the purpose of the film, since it's only, you know, like a 12-minute story. I had to take some liberties, but overwhelmingly, it's the story of my mother and her involvement with Lutheran Social Services, which is, you know, such an incredible organization. And she worked with them as a volunteer for all throughout the 80s. And so some of my earliest childhood memories are of trucking around Fargo with my mom introducing Cambodian families to the area and introducing them to their new apartment and, you know, how the showers, how you got the right temperature in the showers and grocery shopping and stuff like that. And I love those memories. And I found it so, as I got older, I realized what a cool thing my mom did and what was it like to be those Cambodians, you know, and just stuff like that. You realize, oh, my childhood wasn't everyone's experience. And so that's very cool.
So this film has had a few stops along the way. The Dakota Film Festival is just one of them, but maybe most notably, at least from me looking at it, is the Sundance Film Festival. So can you speak to what the tour of the film has been like?
Sure, yeah. We finished the film about a year and a half ago now, and it's had a nice little festival run, which was very gratifying to me as a filmmaker. Circumstantially, other films that I've made, I haven't been able to have like a true festival run. So this has been wonderful. We premiered at the Palm Springs International Festival, and then we kind of made our way to a smaller but quite prestigious, great little festivals. We won an award at the Savannah College of Art and Design Festival, which is a beautiful, if you're a film buff, and you want to do a smaller festival, it's one of the best ones that I've experienced, just the way that they program, and it's great. So we won a screenwriting award there for best screenwriting, and then we went to the Rhode Island Film Festival, another great one, and they gave us a screenwriting award there, too. And then Edmonton. We went to the Edmonton Film Festival in Edmonton, Canada, and there we were awarded Best Short Film, which was great because that film qualified the film for an Oscar, which just meant that like we were that were up for nominations. So that was just a huge honor and very, very exciting for my crew and everyone involved in the film.
The film is One Cambodian Family, Please for My Pleasure. A.M. Lucas is the director, writer of the film. My name is Josh Haugen. We're on Radio Access 102.5, promoting for the Dakota Film Festival coming up April 4th through 6th, but more specifically right now, the April 5th event, the Night of Shorts, what has been known as the main event in the past few years of the film festival. We're about to the end of our time, and I know in talking to you and setting up this interview, you said that you would love to speak to young people about filmmaking, about creating films. and what that might be like, and giving some inspiration to them. So if you could say a few things to filmmakers in Bismarck, young filmmakers in North Dakota, what would you say to them?
Well, for me, I've always been very passionate about talking to young people, or anyone really, who live outside of the, you know, metropolises of New York and Los Angeles, just because I know that there's so much talent inside of people and so much passion for this art form and this way of communicating the human experience. And I remember being in central Pennsylvania and being so passionate and feeling like, oh, well, I'm so into this, but you know, who am I? I'm not, it's not in my world. I'm not going to be able to do that. And I just remember I was at Penn State University and the creator of My So-Called Life, which was a great show in the 90s that only got one season and got a cult following, but she at Penn State, and it just made it so real to me, and it sort of really helped me along. It's one of those things you think of as you're on your journey. Am I crazy for pursuing this? That kind of thing. So I am not the creator of My So-Called Life, but I've had a little bit of luck with getting things made and being able to put my voice out there. And I just love to hopefully maybe be that for somebody else. And to know, I just like young people to know that if you find yourself obsessed with something like film or anything, you know, dancing, writing, whatever you find yourself drawn to, it's not necessarily, I think it's easy to think, oh, but everyone wants that. And it's like, no, not everybody does want that. And maybe not as bad as you do. And if you want it bad enough, it's probably because you're meant to do it. And so just putting one foot in front of the other and making steps towards getting that thing, whatever it is really powerful and really possible. So what I like to talk to the kids about.
Again, the film is One Cambodian Family, Please for My Pleasure. A.M. Lucas has been my guest here on this interview promoting the Dakota Film Festival. So I want to thank you for joining me, and we'll see you at the film festival.
Thank you so much, Josh.
To find out more about this and other Dakota Film Festival official selections, go to dakotafilmfestival.org or find us on Facebook. Tickets are on sale now for all three nights of the Dakota Film Festival, starting with the Thursday documentary feature presented by Bismarck State College Arts Quest. That event is free to attend. Friday night's Night of Shorts and Saturday afternoon's Matinee and Dakota Film Dash. For more ticket information, you can also go to dakotafilmfestival.org or call us at 701-258-8767.